Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. America is sometimes called a melting pot where people from all nations come to pursue a new life. Immigration is a big topic in the news right now, but what if someone asked you to tell your story in just 6 words?
But when you hear a story, a true personal story, I think it can really change how you think about the immigration issue.
That's Larry Smith, the creator of the 6-Word Memoir Project and the author of 6 Words Fresh Off the Boat, Stories of Immigration, Identity, and Coming to America. This week on American Cafe, people telling their immigration stories in just 6 words. Immigration is a hot-button issue in American politics right now, but the country is known as a nation of immigrants and a melting pot because of its history of people coming to the United States from somewhere else. But what if you had to tell your immigration story in just 6 words? That's the premise of a new book by Larry Smith, the founder of the 6-Word Memoir Project and the author of 6 Words Fresh Off the Boat, Stories of Immigration, Identity, and Coming to America. We spoke recently about the book and its impact. What inspired you, first of all, to gather these stories, and what are the top ones that come to your mind when you think about them?
It's a great question. And for me, the inspiration, in fact, really for everything I've done in the past 10 years with the 6-Word Memoir Project, is an immigrant who's my hero, my grandfather, Morris Smith, who everyone called Smitty, and who came to America in 1914 from Russia at the age of 4 with his family to escape a war, to find a better life, like so many immigrants and refugees do all over the world, but certainly in America. And immigration and who we are and where we came from is at the heart of identity. And identity at the heart is it, and identity is the heart at the heart of the 6-Word Memoir Project. I've been thinking about doing a book about immigration and coming to America years before Trump was elected. And I was at a book reading in Los Angeles for a different book, and a friend I know said, "You know, have you ever thought about immigration?" And I said, "Steve, that is the book I most want to make. And it's not as fun as advice or as, you know, love, 6 words on love and religion. We've done all that." And he said, "What about teaming up with Fresh Off the Boat? I work with them, the ABC TV show." And I said, "Well, it can't just be the Chinese-American experience." And he said, "No, of course not. It's just a lens into these stories about immigrants of all kinds and where they came from and what their America is."
And you've got some pretty famous people that wrote some chapters, people like George Takei, who played Sulu on Star Trek, actress Julianne Moore, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, and comedian Aziz Ansari. So what was it that these, give us some examples of what these people brought to the book. What are some of the things they said about their immigrant experience?
For this book, obviously I wanted celebrities who have really did have a story to tell. I mean, almost everyone in America came from somewhere. Unless you're Native American, you really did come from somewhere else. So there's always a story, even if it goes back many generations. But Julianne Moore, for example, a lot of people don't know that her mom came from Scotland. And so when you hear her 6-word memoir, "Mom left Scotland at 10 forever," you just maybe think about Julianne Moore and her life maybe a little bit differently. And that she just seems almost like the all-American actress, but in fact, she's a first-generation immigrant. Aziz Ansari took the concept of, "Well, tell us about what you think of immigration and coming to America." He didn't go as personal as others, but he just went kind of like from that big perch that Aziz has, which is every immigrant story is truly incredible. George Takei, on the other hand, who indeed was best known for Star Trek, but just a wonderful storyteller. He's so good on Twitter, telling stories in 140 characters. His 6-word memoir, I just think, is so important and gets at so many ideas in just 6 words. "Even after internment, still love America." George Takei was interned, and his American dream is the American dream of legend.
Now, this issue of immigration is right at the fore in the current political climate. What do you hope that people learn from reading this book? And what do you think hearing other people's immigration stories will do to change people's ideas?
You know, the book inherently isn't meant to be a political book, but we do know that storytelling can change hearts and minds. I'm very clear that I believe that both data in terms of how much immigrants contribute to the economy and morality in terms of America having, you know, opening our doors, which we have done through America's history, are so important. And, you know, we can hear data and we can hear, you know, fighting, political fighting and name-calling and finger-pointing. But when you hear a story, a true personal story, I think it can really change how you think about the immigration issue. There's a family in Columbus, Ohio, whose parents and at the time one child escaped the Civil War, one of many Civil Wars, in Beirut in 1987. The father was a paramedic in Beirut. He gets to Columbus, Ohio, lands, and is stocking shelves in a grocery store, right? Taking whatever job you can get. He eventually works his way up, and he owns his own grocery store, you know, a small bodega in Columbus, Ohio. Now, cut to 20 or 25 years later. His children, seven beautiful Lebanese men and women between the ages of 25 and 45, have opened 10 farm-to-table restaurants in Columbus, Ohio. They make the best cocktails, the coolest restaurants. It is the American dream. Dad came over, took a job that wasn't even what he was trained for. His kids, his offspring, the next generation is changing the food and culture of Columbus. How can you not want them here? How can you not want the Asilal family in America, right?
Absolutely. Are there any plans to make the book into either a movie or a television series?
I'm not sure where we'll go next with this. We're doing some animations based on some of the six words, memoirs on immigration. And one of the really nice things about the project, that for many years, it turned out, I didn't know this would happen, school teachers saw six words as a wonderful lesson plan to get kids to start talking. You know, I'm stuck. Well, you know what? Just six words on your life or your summer, or sum up all the characters in Catcher in the Rye in six words. So it's like reading comprehension. So it's a conversation starter, and it's been really hard. I've been hearing this anecdotally from teachers across America. It's hard to talk about immigration in schools. It's just a charged issue. There's just a lot going on. It's hard to have calm discussions. But they found the six-word immigration project, and we made a teacher's guide even before we released the book to help teachers teach this issue, has been a great way to start discussions around immigration right in the classroom. And I was in a classroom in San Francisco, and it happened to be a classroom full of mostly recent arrivals. You don't have to, you know, I've been in classrooms where, you know, no one's a first-generation immigrant or just got to America. But in this one classroom in San Francisco, I talked about storytelling and sort of my approach to storytelling and how I think it's a populist approach and everyone has a story and I have a little tool to help you tell your story. Then we always do what I call a six-word slam. We go around the room and everyone in the room, whether it's 30 kids in a classroom or 1,000 people at a big fancy conference of media professionals, wherever the setting, we do a six-word slam where anyone can share their story. And that day in San Francisco, one young boy said, from car trunks to city lights. No, wow. That's how he got to America, from Mexico through Texas, eventually to San Francisco. And a young girl, probably 15 or 16, she had written hers down on a piece of paper. And, you know, it's always optional to get up and share. But her friends were kind of like, you know, encouraging her to get up and do it. And she nervously stood up, and she held up her piece of paper, and she read the following. My name is not Mamacita, okay? And her classmates clapped. They clapped, even though I bet you some of those boys in that classroom had catcalled her using that sort of, you know, that derogative Mamacita word. And they clapped for her, and I saw this young woman, her face light up, and I saw her own her story, have agency and authority over her story, and tell the story to the world, even if it's a world of simply her classroom, but now it's in the books, it'll be a much larger world. Tell her story and mean it. And for me, that's why I do what I do.
So what about you? Do you think you could sum up your life and history in just six words? If so, what would they be? Post some of them on our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. Until next time. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.